Chris Ashton, absolutely baking hot day here at the Modeski Stadium. What's that like to play in?
Have I got a suntan?
Have I?
No.
You're doing all right.
Not again. it's good, mate. It's where I, one of the games I want to play in. Is I enjoy playing in this heat, and some of the bigger lads, shall we say, get a bit tighter, a bit quicker, so it makes the game a lot more open, and it's the kind of games we want to play.
Do you enjoy the game out there? You managed to get a brace of tries. That first one, you had to use your afterburners. Haven't used those from that far out for a while, have you?
I know, yeah. I wish it happened more often, but these games, the defences are so tight, you don't get chances like that anymore. So, yeah, I'm glad before the season finished I got a chance to score a long one. So, yeah, they don't come along very often.
And then in the second half, it was a similar time period into that second half where you scored similarly to the first. And do you think that was enough to sort of put Irish away today?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, the first try was from a turnover and so was the second one. Two turnovers and I'm just doing the standard running across the pitch hoping for something to pop up, and it did. But yeah, I think we sat back a bit. I mean, Myler kicked some penalties and we were sitting comfortably, and you could say we got a bit lethargic and started to drop off. But I mean, we might have had next week in mind, and you can't do that against a team like Irish. They can score from anywhere, as they showed. So luckily we managed to hang on.
And the fourth spot, I mean, it's pretty much secure now, depending on other results with Bath. But ultimately, do you get a sense now that up to this point now, the Premiership job is done and you've now got the knockout bits of competitions to really concentrate on?
No, I mean, it's a game at home against Leeds that we want to win. We don't want to lose at home. We want to make it back to Fortress, and we don't want to lose any games there. So we've got to put that to bed for a week or so, and we've got to concentrate on the Hagen Cup next week.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that game. It's going to be a tough one, but you must be absolutely gagging to get out there and maybe throw in another one of those length of the field scores.
I hope so, mate. I hope that does pay off, but I don't think it will be. I think a bit more tight again, a bit more like an international match. The one against Ulster certainly was that. So I'm looking forward to it. It's the kind of games we want to be in. The closer to international matches, the better. We can just learn more and get better from it as a team, and hopefully we can get something out this year.
And how are you feeling now? We're coming towards the end of the season. It's been quite a long one for you, obviously, with representing England. Yeah. And well, how's the body feeling?
Yeah, it's good, mate. I mean, we get looked after and we get rested. So we didn't play Tuesday night. So some of us were fortunate enough to go and watch the lads. So yeah, I'm sure there's some of us feeling better than others. But yeah, it's going well so far.
Okay, and finally, you got through to the Premiership semi-finals last year. Yeah. This time round, where has this team developed in the last 12 months that you? Once you're there, you can start looking at how you're going to progress.
I think you learn from the years that you've been in those situations, and the hurt that you feel when you lose those games, and you don't want to feel that again. And we've set goals coming towards the end of the season where we don't want to be in the same position where a season just doesn't come to a halt and you think, oh, what a waste of a season. So we want to get something this year, and I think we're going to make sure that'll happen.
Best of luck for the next few weeks.
Thank you, mate.